This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time. They're installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. We'll get into the Junkies sports page now, but coming up in about an hour, don't forget Brian Baldinger will join us, Odyssey's NFL insider.
Yep. Baldy had a really good breakdown of the Commanders defense, which I retweeted at Junks Radio if you follow us on X. He was high on some of the things that the defensive players were doing, like moving into certain gaps. Now they played the Carolina Panthers. We'll see if they can continue playing well against the Bears. They've been up and down at times, but check it out before we talk to Baldy, but we'll talk to him about that coming up in an hour.
You see the Panthers are going back to Bryce because Dalton hurt his thumb in the car accident? Didn't he hurt his thumb in the car accident?
Yes. Yeah. I was fist pumping because I picked up the Denver Broncos in one of my numerous fantasy leagues. So that I'm basically banking on a 20-point performance now from my defense.
That'd be nice.
I just feel like it's kind of incoming at this point.
Are the Broncos going to get to 5-3?
They're playing the Panthers, JP, in Denver.
In Denver.
Answer is yes.
They're not good.
They're not very good, but I believe they're projected to score more points this week than the Kansas City Chiefs. So the answer is yes, they're going to win.
Wow.
And half of those will probably be defensive.
They very well
could.
Or maybe
special teams.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
All right, so let's open up the sports page. We kind of hit on a couple things in the first segment. Something's going on with the Caps.
Mm-hmm. And it's good.
I don't know what it is.
The Flyers stink. That's part of it.
That is
the Flyers do stink, but I don't think anybody expected the Flyers to be 1-5-1.
The Flyers do stink, and I take a weird perverse glee in that. I don't know why. I guess because they've been a long-time rival of the Caps. Yesterday, or
I can't stand the Flyers.
2 days ago, I was walking down to my car.
And I barely like hockey.
Walking to my car in the garage here, and I walked by a car that had a license plate frame that said the Philadelphia Flyers had their logo. And I caught myself like going, ugh. I just did kind of sneered at it. Mm. So I like it when we beat the Flyers in a home and home. Beat them in their building, and then the next day, come down here. And give it to him real good.
Six goals is impressive. 5-1 is that what it is?
5-1.
5-1. They've got 20. They've got 26 goals in six games.
You know how many they had empty netter
last year? You know how many they had last year in the same span?
How many?
12.
That's incredible.
12 goals in the first six games.
So think about it. Something's going on. I mean, I know they added pieces.
Mm-hmm. Mikey had two.
Yeah.
And our guy Nick Dowd is going to join us at 9:45. He scored his second goal of the season.
Last night I noticed they were going crazy. They love him.
The system changed?
I mean, I don't think so. I think it's an upgrade in talent.
It's just an upgrade in talent.
Yeah, they bring in Pierre-Luc Dubois. He scores an empty netter. Ovi scores an empty netter. You mentioned Mikey. He's off to a ridiculous start.
Yep.
So far.
Did Dowder get, was he in the penalty box and he came right out?
Came right out. Yep. A laser, laser.
Yeah, we have to ask Dowder today.
I was listening on the radio because I was driving around last night from soccer to swimming.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't believe it. It was the end of, I think, the first period. And John Walton says that the Flyers had two shots on goal.
Right.
Like, almost an entire period, they only had two shots.
They made some adjustments during intermission because the second period, they scored two. Almost scored a third where there was a breakaway, and Logan Thompson made an amazing save where he was sprawled out and had the puck like underneath his leg pads, and it didn't trickle past the goal line. So the Caps were doing everything they could in that second period to let the Flyers back into the game, but luckily they gathered themselves, put it away in the third with some empty netters.
It's early, but does he have a better goals against average than our other guy?
Who, Logan
Thompson?
I'd have to look at their numbers, but I'll say this. I was a little bit skeptical when I heard the plan was to flip-flop the goalies every game. Seems to be working so far.
You want your goaltending stats, EB?
Yes. Well,
both of them have played three games. Logan's won three games. His goals against average is 3.28.
All right.
Lindgren's played three. Two wins, one loss, 2.36 goals
so
against.
Played better.
So he's better.
Gotcha.
Save percentage. I don't even think they have the save percentage numbers up. Oh, there it is. Logan Thompson, 88.4%. Charlie Lindgren, 90.5%.
There's a lot of teams in the NHL, and I couldn't name players from any of them, but they're off to incredible starts. Obviously, the Caps.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rangers are off to a 5-0-1 start.
Coach Lav.
Right? Mm-hmm. The Winnipeg Pets are off to a 6-0 start. Minnesota hasn't lost, 4-0-2. Well, they've got overtime losses.
Calgary,
5-0-1.
Yep.
I mean, so there's like four or five teams that either have one loss or a zippy.
Yep. And the Devils are, they have 1 point more than the Caps, but they played three more games in the Metro.
So the Caps, I think, play Tampa on Saturday down in Tampa.
It's a roadie. Yep.
And Tampa's off to a good start, too. They're 4-2. They've scored as many goals as the Caps. They've scored 26 as well. So something's going on with the Caps.
Touched by God right now.
I like this offensive firepower that they're showing through the first six.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Trust me, it's way better than last year. Because last year, scoring goals was a difficult task for this team.
Hmm. Well, who knows? Yeah, I don't think you could say the die is cast that it's going to be this way all season.
And Ovi now needs 40 more to hold the record, 39 to tie Gretzky's
record. Correct, 40 away.
He'll get there. He's going to get there.
So the Caps are hot. They've played six games. The Wiz open up their season tonight.
They got an easy one, right, Cakes?
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be really easy when there's 12,000 people in Capital One wearing Celtics jerseys.
Hmm.
7 o'clock tip. The Celts lay 13.5. The total's 233.5. Of course, Celtics have already played one. They played opening night. Doubleheader almost broke the record for threes. In a game, they hit 29 threes against the Knicks. So let's just see what the boys can bring in an opener against the defending champs.
Do I dare bet the under coming off Coach Keefe's emphasis on defense going forward?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know if I like that plan.
You know, the one thing I guess I can say, they always talk about defense, right? And we just mock it.
Mm-hmm.
But they literally drafted a guy at the top of the draft. That's all they care about is his defense.
And another thing they did. I think they're the biggest team in the league. Their average height, like across the board, they're the tallest team in the league.
No shrimps allowed.
Helps with defense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'll buy into it a little bit.
I'm interested to see what Dawkins was talking about and Keith was talking about, the style of offense where everybody brings it up and can be a playmaker. We'll see.
Yeah.
Because when they were talking about Koulibaly, actually, we're talking about him more as a playmaker.
I need Koulibaly.
That'll be interesting.
I need Koulibaly for my all of my scouting chops, EB. I need him to come through.
Hey, even the most elite scouts, I know, sometimes miss.
Sure.
It's part of it.
Sometimes you swing and miss.
Sometimes you
miss. Like, for instance, I missed on Trey Lance. Unless he's going to have a weird career renaissance.
Possible.
Down the line.
Unlikely, but possible.
I'm not banking on it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it happens. But I don't think it's very likely.
The only guy that I can remember that totally changed his career arc after, and it was literally after being out of the game for like 5 years, was Tommy Maddox.
I knew you were going to go to Tommy Maddox.
Now, I would actually say Geno Smith might fall in that category too. He was never really sort of out of the league, but he was languishing as a backup.
Sure.
I mean, I know I thought he was garbage for 6 years. I don't know. I mean, how long?
Yeah. Didn't
so
play
you
much.
Never know. Maybe
I think
Trey
if
Lance
you want to go old school,
Smith.
You're gonna go old school. Rich Gannon,
Jeff
he
Hostetler.
Had a resurgence kind of later
in
his career.
Did. Some guys did.
Became a really good player.
So last night in the NBA, we had a handful of games. Just kind of interested to see how some of these rookies were playing.
Who had my guy Reed Shepard? How did he do?
I think he played 13 minutes or 15 minutes.
We've got a bet in the book on him being the Roy.
Hold on. I think he had six. I think he had 6 points. Let's see. He played 16
that doesn't
minutes.
Sound like a great start.
2 for 5. 4 points. Sorry, 4.
I mean, it's fine.
But a lot of these rookies just kind of looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
Drab, you can help me out if you have some of the box scores up.
Rishashay scored 8 in his debut.
Rishashay down in Atlanta. They did
number
win.
Number one pick.
Beat the Nets. Nets are terrible. But he played. He He was 2 for 8, you said?
Yes.
Ron Holland, who was the first round pick of the Pistons. Pistons just have top picks all the time, but they lose their opener to the Pacers. Let's see. Ron Holland played 15 minutes, was 2 for 6.
Who's the guard that I scouted that I said it was Ivy? How's he doing?
He's okay. I think he scored 17 last night.
Yeah, I think he's a stud.
17, 5, and 4.
I don't know if any of the rookies really jumped out here. Reed Shepard was nubs. At least he played. Edie was bad last night. Klingon barely played.
Klingon played 13 minutes, I think.
He had like 2 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
The bar is low for Alex tonight.
Kinect didn't do much in his Lakers debut.
No.
Portland got pummeled.
That's a good point, Drabby. Bar is set kind of low for Alex
rookies
Sarr
right now.
I still don't think he's going to put big offensive numbers this year. It certainly doesn't sound like they care about it.
Yeah, but what if he grabs like 10 or 11 boards and swats 3 shots tonight?
You'd have to be in there a decent amount to do that, right?
I think he's going to get all the minutes he can handle.
Do you think he's going to get more than Bilal got last year? Similar age, right?
Probably similar around age. There, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, okay.
How did Matas Buzelis play for the Bulls?
He didn't play a lot either.
Really?
He had 2 points.
He was the 11th pick.
So Lonzo Ball was out there, and he played 13 minutes.
See how Steph Castle plays tonight for the Spurs. Spurs play tonight, I believe. So anyway, NBA kicking off, and the Wiz home opener tonight against the Celtics.
Go out there. Go sit in the Hennessy Loft Suites. They're unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Right there, courtside.
I'm going to have to try that this season, EB.
I'm telling you, that's the move. Jason doesn't like to leave his house. But find a time that's convenient for you. Uh-huh. Go sit in those Hennessy
Lofts. I'm going to have to try that Hennessy signature cocktail that they have, that they serve in the loft.
I didn't even know that.
I mean, you should know that.
I think I got my own.
Hennessy's sponsoring it.
Yeah, I think I got my own
signature
cocktail drink. Right. I'm happy to do it.
Sure.
But it's courtside.
Yeah.
Waiter service.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, you'll look over to the next one and be like, oh, hey, what's up, TJ Oshie? How you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Or like, oh, there's Tom Wilson in the Hennessy Loft next to me.
Or it can be regular donks.
Could be regular donks, too. It's probably mostly
what I remember is the dessert tower.
Yeah, that sounds
some dessert
nice,
guy.
Sounds nice amazing. Dessert tower.
It's basically a 4-course meal.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, definitely recommend it.
Vikings-Rams tonight in L.A., 8:15 start. I think Cooper Kupp's going to play.
Okay.
I think. We'll have to ask Dave Richard when we have him on in a couple hours.
But he's in a lot of trade rumors.
He's in some trade rumors. I think the ankle's okay. I think he's off the injured list. I mean, unless he's questionable, I think they're expecting him to play.
Yeah.
The 33rd team threw out possible trade scenarios for Cooper Kupp, and they had several teams and potential deals to move Kupp from the Rams to said team. The Commanders are one of them.
Ooh.
Would you pull the trigger? I put this on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. You can give us a follow there. It was Cooper Kupp for a 2025 second round pick.
No way. I'm not picking up a 30-year-old guy with a long injury history.
No, 31?
That makes like $30 million a year. No, thank you. It's like the whole Davante Adams thing. Yeah.
No, second round pick.
Not a fit. Not a fit for
fourth
for this
rounder,
plan.
Maybe fifth rounder.
Yeah, second rounder, way too rich.
Fifth rounder, I definitely would do it. No. Fourth rounder, I would only do it if it was a conditional fourth rounder where he had to play a certain amount of plays.
Yeah,
kind of like what's going on with Hopkins.
A draft capital is too rich for my
second
blood.
Rounder. I mean, that's a high pick.
When he's peak Cooper Kupp and he's 27, different story.
Oh yeah, if you tell me he's gonna get 15 targets a game, that Cooper Kupp, and he's gonna stay on the field. Of course I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
But the broken down one who has ankle injuries all the time and can't stay healthy, not interested.
All right, last but not least, some college football news from last night and going forward. If you're a Liberty fan, you just suffered one of the worst losses you'll ever see. All right, so here's the deal. They played Kennesaw State down in Georgia last night.
Yep.
They were a huge favorite.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Liberty was one of 11 undefeated teams in college football. They were 5-0 coming in. Kennesaw just joined FBS this year, hadn't had a win yet, and they upset Liberty by 3. Apparently, it was the sixth time ever in the history of college football that an 0-5 team or worse beat a 5-0 team or better in the AP poll era. The last time it happened, it was 23 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it just doesn't happen. And the fact that Liberty lost to the bottom feeder in the conference is just, it's amazing because they were about a 25-point favorite in that game.
People sleep on Liberty. They got a great athletic program over there. I mean, relatively.
They do have good athletics.
You know,
generally.
Very good athletics.
Last night, though, not a good look for them,
but generally speaking, they do.
Yeah, that was just a really bad loss for them.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 7:20, Brian Baldinger will join the show. We'll talk NFL and Commanders with him. But next, we'll tell you about a national pizza chain that's reversing course after a disastrous marketing campaign. We'll give you the details on that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.